Good morning, 912 here on the Mighty 690. As we continue throughout a Friday, it is time for our Ask the Expert segment with folks from Sun Group. On the line, we have Keith Beaumont. How you doing, sir?
Doing great this morning. How are you, James?
Hey, doing well. It's going to be a little bit of a chillier weekend, but a couple weeks ago, or you know, even months ago, we'd say, oh, this is a balmy weather, time to break out the shorts. So it's all about perspective.
It sure is. We're going to be having an auction tomorrow, so we'll probably be a little bit on the chilly side.
I know.
I'd rather be a little chilly than too hot, though.
Hey, that's right. And I'm going to be doing a remote up there in Independence, but we're looking forward to it. Nonetheless, always good to be outside. Hey, you guys had an auction yesterday, right?
Yes, we did, and I'll kind of talk just a little bit briefly about that since I've been talking about it a lot here on the radio, especially in the last few weeks. But yes, we had our large land auction that we were doing that was over 3,000 acres. So I just wanted to talk about that, kind of how that went. Went real good. We had a great turnout. We had probably around 200 people. We had over 20 online bidders that was online bidding at this from different states and parts of the country. Man, it just all sold real good. From the grass to the farmland, and we had some of that property sell for $6,000 an acre. Some of that good farm ground over there that we've been talking a lot about over there. So it's just a good indication that the property is still selling really good. You know, if you're thinking about selling something, it's still a great time to do that. If you have any questions or if you need to find out what your land's worth, maybe you're just thinking about it. You're not ready to do it, but you're thinking about it, want to know what your property's worth. Just get a hold of me. I'll come out there, give you a free market analysis on your property and let you know what it is, and then you can make a decision if you think you should put it on the market or not. But I think this auction right here proves that the market's still very strong, and it's still a great time to be selling a piece of property if you're thinking about it. So anyways, again, give me a call if you have any questions. We'll discuss the property values, also discuss the best method of selling it. We auctioned all this 3,000 acres off over in 10 different tracts, and it was the right thing to do for that type of property. So not every property needs to be auctioned off, but there is those that do. So we certainly do them either by auction or just a traditional listing. So anyways, give me a call, and I'll help make that decision with you and give you some options. So also, we've got an auction coming up tomorrow, and this is going to be up by Eureka. This is south of Eureka, about 6 miles. And this is going to be the farm auction. I talked a little bit about that last week, too. But this is going to be if you're familiar with the Eureka area from the town of Climax, it would just be back to the west, really about a mile or two, as the crow flies. It's on Q75 Road. So how to get there. So from Eureka, you would go south about 6 miles. The 90th Street, then you'll go west on Q75 Road, and then you'll go south to the auction. I got some signs up on Highway 99, so you'll be able to see those. They'll direct you right down to the auction. So, and obviously, if you're coming in off of 400 and coming in that way, just go north there on of Severy, Highway 99. Again, you'll run into my signs, but you'll go to 90th and turn and go that way. So, just depending on whatever direction you're coming from. So, anyways, to kind of cover a little bit on what we're going to have in that auction, again, it's mostly farm equipment and some farm ranch kind of stuff that's going to be in this. We've got some tractors. We've got skid steer. We've got a John Deere 3010 tractor with a brand new diesel tank in it. We have a John Deere 4240. Again, another good tractor. I've had a lot of calls about that. We have a John Deere 2350. This is a little smaller tractor, but it's got a loader on it. It's a cab tractor, and it's got heat and air and all that. So, also, we've got that skid steer. It's a 2008. It's a Case 440 Series 3, 83-horsepower diesel skid steer. This thing's got just under 2,000 hours on it, so then not a whole lot of hours. We've got trucks. We've got a 2015 Ford F-350, 6.2 liter. It's got 116K on it. It's a 4x4. It's got the Dewey's bed on it. It's got that 677 pivot bell bed on it. So we're hauling your round bells. Got a 1,000-pound cake feeder on the back of it. That's also got a ranch hand bumper. It's got the gooseneck ball hitch in the back of it. I mean, that truck right there is ready to go to work. We've also got an 02 Ford F-350. It's a 7.3-liter diesel that we have. Man, it's a real nice truck. It's only got 118,000 miles on it. Those 7.3-liter diesels were probably one of their better engines that they made, better diesel engine that they made. It's got new back tires on the back of it. Also got a 73 Ford dump truck. Good condition. There's a little rust back there in the bed. There's one spot that was a little rough, but I mean, outside of that, I mean, it's a good truck. We've got a couple real nice grain trucks. One of them's just in real, real good condition. Again, that stuff there, he's kept in a barn, kept put up. If there's something wrong with it, he fixed it. He was the type of person that really took care of things. So all this equipment, it's not junk equipment. It's good stuff. We've got hay equipment that's going to be in there. We have a John Deere 467 round baler. This does twine or it does net wrap. It's the mega wide version. We've got a Vermeer 730 9.5-foot disc mower. That also has got that 5410 mower caddy that's on the front of it. So you can take that off and just use that mower with your three-point, or you can keep it on this caddy and do it that way. And I think that caddy is just a lot better way of mowing. So it does have that. It'll come with it, too. A couple new hauling rakes with a little tandem hitch that you can pull the two rakes at the same time. We've got a nice big wheel rake that's going to be in there. We've got a round bell trailer. I think it hauls around 8 bells on it. Again, all great condition. We've got some other farm equipment, such as John Deere. We got the John Deere cultivator. We've got Case cultivator. We've got a real nice drill. It's a soybean special grain drill. This thing is probably real close to new condition. It's not planted very much at all. This thing's in real excellent shape. So if you're needing one of those, look at this one. This one's really nice. I mean, you open it up, all the paint's still on the inside. Just ain't been used that much. We've got a John Deere spring tooth cult packer. Pretty unique. I've never seen one like that that's got the spring tooth in between the two rollers. But anyways, that's another, I think, pretty cool item. Got a John Deere 6-foot box blade. We've got a plow. We've got a bush hog. We've got an 18-foot 475 international disc. Good condition again. We've got a lot of stuff. We've got trailers. It's got some livestock stuff. We've got a nice heavy-duty trailer. It's an 18-foot tandem trailer with the ramps. Real nice trailer. I think it's got 7,000-pound axles on it. We've got a 20-foot Maverick gooseneck stock trailer that'll be in there. We've got a calf cradle. We've got hay rings. If you need some of that. We've got, there's even one of those big solid bowl rings, bowls are kind of hard on those hay rings, so he's got a solid one for bowls. We've got some feed bunks, stock trailer. We've got a little hell stock trailer, one of those little stock trailers. We've got a real nice Scott portable working tube and alley set. That's a big old working set, portable one that you can just move out there wherever you need to work your cattle at. It's in great condition. Tires are like, well, they pretty much are new. He had taken them off when he put it in his pasture, and he put them back on the other day. He left them in his barn, so they're all in good shape. It's ready to pull down the road. It's, again, super handy, but in great condition. So if you're looking for one of those, check that out. We've got mineral feeders. Again, a lot of farm, cattle, ranch-related things that are being this auction. And also to mention on this auction that there's not a lot of small stuff at all. Actually, there's none. The smallest stuff we have is just like the hay rings and the feeders. It's pretty much the small stuff that we had. So I say this because if you're interested in some of this stuff, get out there early because this will be a quicker auction. We've got mostly just equipment that we're selling and large items, so we'll be able to get through it pretty quick. So if you're interested in any of this stuff, again, get out there early and check it out. We're going to start the auction tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it'll be just a live auction. There's no buyer's premium, so whatever you bid on something and get it for, that's what you're going to pay for it. if you have questions, you want to look at more pictures, there's a couple different ways you can do that. You can simply get on our website at sungrouprealestate.com. Get on there and check it out there. The other way, if you're a Facebooker, you like to get on Facebook, you can get on Keith Belmont /realtor/auctioneer-sungroup. And you can get on there on my Facebook page. I put all my auctions and land listings and auctions and all that good stuff goes on there. Get on there and check it out there. I've got a lot of pictures on there, probably more than anywhere else that you'll see on our, probably our website even has. Anyways, it's a great place to go and look for that and also to keep up with upcoming auctions. So we've got a couple other ones that we're putting together right now too. And we'll talk a little bit more about those when they get a little bit closer, but getting into that time of the year where auctions are starting to happen. So to keep up with it, like I said, follow us there on the Facebook page or just watch our website at sungrouprealestate.com. We put out a lot of sell bills too, so be looking for those in some of these places that you might go. If you need a sell bill or something, drop by our office. We're located right there in Fredonia. If you're in the El Dorado area, we also have an office up in El Dorado. But if you're in Fredonia, we're just downtown on the square, just kind of north and west of the courthouse. You'll see us over there. Stop in, grab a sell bill if you want to there, or just give me a call. I can send you one. I can email it or send one in the mail or whatever. But just let me know how I can help you. If you have questions because you're thinking about even doing a personal property auction, or like I was saying earlier, if it's your real estate that you're thinking about selling, there's a lot of things to consider whenever you're selling something, that's what we do. We specialize in all that stuff. So give us a call. We'd be happy to come out there and go over the process with you, what's the best options, and get you set in a direction for success. So again, if you want to give me a call, my number is 316-680-5131. That's 316-680-5131. I'd be happy to talk to you about whatever you need to talk about this auction, or if you're wanting to do one, or land, or whatever questions you have, just give me a buzz and we'll visit.
All right, Keith, that sounds good, and we appreciate you sharing that info. Now, I believe you said we're going to have a guest on next week on the program, is that right?
That's right, yes. Thanks for reminding me on that. Vicki Sakonic will be on next Friday, and she's going to be talking about burning And she's with Wildlife Fishing Game. She's been on here before with us. She's always got a real great topic that she's covering. And we're going to get into burning and talking about that and the effects of wildlife and how that relates back to property value. And just we'll go into that a little bit more in depth next week. But, yeah, Vicki will be with us.
Excellent. Well, that's good. It's going to be an enjoyable program. So looking forward to that. And thanks so much for giving us this great information. And I hope you have a good weekend ahead, sir.
James, hope you have the same. We'll see you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate them calling in, and always good to talk with Keith. And we're just minutes away from continuing on with Open Line, but first, Chris has a little traffic update for us.
Absolutely. There is a car semi accident that has taken place over at the intersection of Highway 166 and 8th Avenue. I had no idea it was called Southeast Boulevard until just looking at the accident report.
Yeah, looking
at the map. Basically, preliminary reports show that the SUV kind of pulled out in front of the semi and did some front damage to the vehicle. It doesn't look like there's any injuries unless they've already been taken to the hospital,
now,
of course.
How's traffic doing over
traffic
there?
Traffic is a little slow, but it's still moving through. But if you can find a way around the intersection of Southeast Boulevard or Highway 166 and 8th, if you can find a way around that for now, they're cleaning it up. So it should be, you know, cleaned up here in the next hour, 2 hours or so.
Sure.
But if you can find a way around it, find alternate routes.
And landmark-wise, that's over there by the Schwinn Motel and that sort of thing. So if you need a landmark reference.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for that update there. And we're going to continue on with Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.